before the governor, and another asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer.
Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear now how many accusations they make against you?"
But he gave them no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed.
Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas.
So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Who do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was only out of jealousy that they had came to him.
While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife said word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him."
Now the chief priests and the elders were swimming in the crowd to ask for the Barabbas and to have Jesus killed.
The governor then said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?"
And they said, "Barabbas."
Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with this Jesus who is called the Messiah?"
All of them said, "Let him be crucified."
Then Pilate asked, "Why? What evil has he done?"
"But he shall have no more. Let him be crucified."
So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather the riots again, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it for yourself."
So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took a reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left.
"You save others, you cannot save yourself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and you will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now. If he wants to, for he said, 'I am God's Son.'"
The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m.
"And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' that is, 'My God, my God, why are you forsaken me?"
When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah."
At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink.
But the others said,
Then Jesus cried again, and with a loud voice, and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. The earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what had taken place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this man was God's son." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.